Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We feel good. We do. We feel as good as we can feel.
Okay.
Day two coming off vacation.
Well, let's get into it then.
Let's get into it because, and it's funny that we're going to go from how good I feel, considering everything.
We just want to yell right now.
So this is tough. Like, I just sent the person we're going to be talking about, Aditi Kinkabwala.
Yeah, the preemptive text is a wild move, by the way.
Oh,
can we
really?
Unpack this for a second?
Yes.
I appreciate it, but I also think it's... Let's unpack it. You've sent her a text apologizing for words you haven't yet spoke.
Yeah, because I think I know where I'm going with this one.
Okay.
So as you know...
There's a chance she never would have found out what you said, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to take that chance.
No, you don't want to risk that.
No, because... And listen, I'm not going to fall back on the absolute hack idea of, oh, I was taken out of context. No, we post videos that are 90-second clips of what we say.
When it's not her responsibility to go listen to the whole entire segment to gain the context.
Correct. And here's the other part. Aditi here, obviously, that's one of the favorited guests of the Morning Boys, and you know she goes on there a lot more because there's the great relationship that her and Ken and Anthony formed all the way back when you know she first started covering the AFC North. So like, but I also like I personally like Aditi Kinkabwala.
Mm-hmm.
Like she is just a nice human being who is amazing at her job, and. Who's one of the people who walked the line of I'm very open about a lot of my life, and I've got a lot of connections, and I'm also not completely full of crap.
Well,
and there's not a lot of real people in media, and so I really appreciate her. And there's a chance I'm going to say something that might actually upset her.
Okay, and I always do it with the context of there are many people that claim to be close with the Browns front office in the media. She actually has real connections.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I here's the thing. There are plenty
people
of people
football know her,
and this is what I think is so. This is a genuine. I like you. I'm going to say this. I think I'm disagreeing with your point, but if for whatever reason you happen to disagree with it, I just want to let you know. Please tell me if I say anything that sounds like I'm disagreeing with you instead of your point. That
would it help if we had Mac just play the role of Aditi instead? And just
instead of
Aditi saying these things, we can have Mac just be like, I think Kenny Pickett's awesome. And then you can just shout it down at Mac instead.
Aditi is a family person. She's raising two young children. She's got a thriving, successful career and marriage. Mac is no Aditi.
Well, no, we know that. He'd be cosplaying. He'd be playing the role.
What I meant is Mac in the future could be Aditi. Mac could have all those things, but he's still very young in his life. Now, so why'd you turn this into I unintentionally Duke on Mac? Because that's not what I was going for.
No, I mean, I just think like if you play the role of Batman, it doesn't mean you are Batman. Like, I mean, you're playing the role of Batman.
Yeah, but you probably should be around some bats, no?
You should probably get
into some spandex to feel it out a little bit.
Is that what that's all Ben Affleck was missing?
You think Val Kilmer just put on the bat suit and was like, I guess I'm Batman now? Or do you think he did some research? You think he had some life experience?
Yeah, but you still don't turn into it. You're playing. You're cosplaying.
He's not Daniel Day-Lewis. He's Mac.
He's not even the top three
of potential actors at this place.
The subject is just giving a good Kenny Pickett take a la Aditi Kinkabwala.
You're seven minutes in the show. How did it completely turn into bleep on me already?
I'm not bleeping on you. I'm just
bleep
saying you're not
Mac.
An actor.
Bleep on Mac. How about it?
I've not seen you on stage and screen. Did I miss you in the new Spider-Man movie or the new Superman movie?
I mean,
it was filmed here in Cleveland.
It's hardly Hamilton that he's trying to pull off if he's giving a good Kenny Pickett take in trying to be Aditi.
Oh, no, that's not what happened this morning with Morning Boys. That was the most passionate take. Guys, what was it? 4 weeks ago, Aditi came on this station and talked about Kenny Pickett. And I thought...
It was from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We got that from their afternoon show.
And I thought,
because she does a weekly hit in Pittsburgh. And I listen to it every week because I like Aditi.
And I thought, wow, I'll never hear anyone polish the Kenny Pickett experience in favor of Kenny Pickett in the way that I heard that. And then I heard her on the Morning Voice today. And we have how long is the clip we're going to play there, Faux Aditi?
32 seconds.
Okay.
Thank you, Faux Aditi.
So this is 30. See, I'm trying to give you the role.
I think you can do it.
Did you say Faux Aditi? Aditi would never do that. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Mac. But so this is 32
Aditi
seconds.
Aditi would do exactly that, though.
This is 32 seconds of a 5-minute Shakespearean epic promo that she wrote on behalf of Kenny Pickett.
And I can tell you, I talked to Nick Sirianni about him at length at the Combine, who said he really helped us. He's a great young man. The fact that you're all writing him off before he even gets a chance. I mean, 2 years ago, Joe Flacco was written off. He was sitting on his couch. And then look at what he did. It just feels like we're so quick to say somebody's a bust, somebody's a dud. There's no chance possible. Sports are supposed to be about hope. Like, let's hope there's a revival story here, as opposed to, okay, let's just expect somebody to fail.
All right. So there was, so that's a really good approximation of what she said. And you hear a lot of the passion. You hear a lot of the points she made.
Mm-hmm.
People expect Kenny Pickett to fail. And comparing him to Sam Darnold is a bad move because Kenny Pickett, as bad as Sam Darnold was in New York and Carolina before he went for the year in San Francisco, Kenny Pickett was 10 times worse. Kenny Pickett wasn't Sam Darnold bad in his NFL career. Kenny Pickett was Zach Wilson bad. Kenny Pickett was unplayable bad.
Right.
And yes, Matt Canada, not good at his job.
Also right.
Yes, they didn't have Franco Harris running, although they did have the 15th best running game in the NFL, which is still a passable running game. By the way, they had the worst passing game in the NFL that year. Who was a quarterback? Oh, yeah, they didn't have a great offensive line. They didn't have the worst offensive line in the NFL. They also had one of the best defenses in the NFL. And, oh, yeah, Mike Tomlin is universally renowned as one of the best 10 head coaches in the NFL. And because to me, Aditi's passionate comment, I cannot tell you enough. Listen back to Aditi's full 5 minutes on with the Morning Boys today. Because it goes in a lot of directions.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are in service of this narrative of this is unfair to Kenny Pickett. Guys, the implication that it's unfair to Kenny Pickett or unfair to write Kenny Pickett off means that he's never been given a chance. He has. He was given multiple chances.
Right.
And I'm given two streams of information. That in a situation where the head coach has never lost more games than he's won, all right, never happened. A guy who's got a Super Bowl ring, whether we think that's part of the Pittsburgh mystique or not, one of the 10 best head coaches in the NFL, took a slap, you know what, quarterback to the playoffs or on the precipice of the playoffs 2 straight years while juggling Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and a bunch of other knobs. Or I've got 2 quarters of football in Philadelphia and Nick Sirianni, who traded the man. They loved Kenny Pickett so much that they thought, you know what?
Well, her defense on that was that he was doing Kenny Pickett a solid. That was her defense.
Because that's what teams do.
I just said that was her defense.
When teams get into the NFL, when teams get quarterbacks in the NFL and they go, this guy can play in the NFL, they go, let's help this one out.
No, here's what I think is happening.
It's not the NFL. It's the help, the people helping people league.
Okay, so but Aditi's a great storyteller. She loves a great story. What is Kenny Pickett at the heart of this?
If he was a crappy quarterback.
Yes, fine. But if he was to make a comeback for the ages and lead the Browns and be their version, our version of Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, whoever you want to throw out there, that is a fantastic story. And so I'm not accusing Aditi of falling in love with the story, but I am suggesting that the story part of this, I feel like, is what a lot of people, maybe even outside of Aditi, are getting wrapped up into.
Yeah,
but it's a great story, but it doesn't mean he's going to be a great football player.
Well, but I think my problem is the NFL is littered with guys who are busted in the first round who don't end up what Sam Darnold was last year. So you have to look at the... I understand
right,
looking at the...
More people did not end up that way.
Yeah, and by the way, we can look at the context he was drafted into. When Kenny Pickett was drafted into Pittsburgh, was it 4 years ago now? Not one single person said it was a bad fit. As a matter of fact, everyone was like, I mean, he's from there. Tomlin knows him because Pitt and the Steelers...
They share the practice field.
They share the practice field. I mean, the Steelers know this kid. They know what he does well, what he can do well there. That is a revisionist take. And listen, I'm all for hope. I am. All right? Like, we draft Shador in the 5th round. And I'm like, that's an incredible value. I hope that kid works out. I don't think much of Dylan Gabriel. But you know what? I hope he does it because I'd rather not watch bad quarterback play. Who doesn't want to watch good quarterback play? And to me, if you're a Browns fan out there listening to this and you think that I'm attacking you, I'm not. I'm not attacking Aditi either. I'm attacking because what Aditi is espousing is what I'm hearing from so many national...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Writers who know ball, and we're spinning Cinderella stories instead of talking about the guys. If we get into the wheel of probability, there's like a 1% chance Kenny Pickett ever does anything meaningful in the NFL. He wasn't bad. He was atrocious. He was unplayable. He was stink. He was filth. He was crap. He was nothing. He was a nudnik. Nothing. Not a damn thing. All the right. Guy's unplayable. He's not talented enough.
Okay, so use the logic then. If you can, we both feel this way. Do you feel like then we're all just being used as patsies to try to drive up the price for Kenny Pickett?
It's
because that makes a lot of sense to me.
That's one of the many reasons why this could be. And this is what we do with crappy quarterbacks. Like, there's a part of me that's like, okay, my job in the media is, yes, I'm a fan too. So there are things that I'll be naturally more hopeful for than if you took the same thing to some schmo in Green Bay doing radio, talking about the Browns, having some distance to it. But at the same point, guys, there's hope, and then there's being like blind hope. And I promise you, that's not about Aditi. It is about the same seven things that are said in defense of Kenny Pickett that not one person thought of when he was drafted in Pittsburgh 4 years ago. And I'll go back to, watch the tape. He's unplayable. Matt Canada can't take a quarterback from great to unplayable. All right? A middle-of-the-road run game and a middle-of-the-road offensive line can't take a middle-of-the-road quarterback and make them absolutely unplayable. Now, you know what makes a quarterback unplayable in the NFL? An unplayable quarterback. You're not talented enough. You don't process well enough. You don't have the intangibles enough. You don't have the right mixture of any of those things. That's what Kenny is. And that's okay, by the way. Like, the Browns brought him in under one auspice. Then they drafted two quarterbacks, and the mission changed because of that. And listen, do I think there's some modicum, little wisp of a chance just in the air? Yes, because it's the NFL, and we all get to fall back on, I don't know, who knows? But we can do that for a lot of things in the NFL.
We can do that for just about every quarterback we can think of that failed out in the first or second round.
You know what this is to me? This is some iteration of, Shador could be a great quarterback because Tom Brady was a six-round quarterback. Okay, guys, but how often, how do things tend to go for third, fourth, fifth, sixth-round quarterbacks? Yep, some of them end up being Kirk Cousins and make it $300 million. Most of them end up being, oh my God, James Morris from FIU, who started his career at BG, who got drafted in the fourth round of, and I think might be legally declared dead by now because nobody's heard hide nor hair of him since he was drafted.
You're calling people that he's dead?
No, I'm saying legally dead, like Jimmy Hoffa, because it's a disappearing act. No one's seen him. Do we know if he's alive? I don't know. Call the authorities.
I don't know. He's probably like selling insurance or something.
So I don't like
living a nice life.
When fans, the old Krenzel, right? You're bad at quarterback in the NFL. They can go sell some insurance.
They always have a job for you somewhere.
And I wouldn't mind it either if there's enough money. I just continue to come back to the idea of, I understand as a fan, if you're hopeful about Kenny because he's here and you want to indulge the idea.
I don't see many fans that are that hopeful, by the way.
Because there are. There will be 3% of Browns fans.
Are we going to have maybe 3%? Right? Are we going to have like some big Kenny Pickett contingent here? I don't think it's happening.
No, but I think there will be some. Like, there's still people out there who think Deshaun's coming back, guys. And not just coming back, but he's going to show you. After those allegations and 5 years of nothing,
I think what made what Aditi said so startling, what made it so startling to her, or to the listeners and to people paying attention, is that we did watch Kenny Pickett play football. We know that he's not good at football. Like, he's got to beat those charges.
Well, and so I think that's where I'm at. Again,
and we can't give him the benefit of the doubt until he actually does it.
If a fan wants to fan on Kenny Pickett, I have no problem with it. But when it comes to who's being unfair about Kenny Pickett, I think it's unfair to expect Kenny Pickett to be anything other than what he's been in his NFL. He's a backup.
Yeah, once you're in your third quarterback, I no longer have to give you the benefit of anything.
And listen.
And like Baker Mayfield, for instance, in Tampa Bay, no Tampa Bay fan had to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he went out there and he showed what he could do. But when you're on that many teams in that many years, we don't have to give you the benefit of the doubt.
The biggest benefit of the doubt for Kenny Pickett.
You have to beat the Chargers now.
The biggest benefit of the doubt for Kenny Pickett is look at the other three quarterbacks he's competing against. But you could do that with every one of the other three quarterbacks. That is the beauty, and some might say the fatal flaw of this quarterback room, is you go to all of them, and you can be like the guy from Major League saying they still bleep and suck. But this idea that it's unfair to Kenny Pickett? No, it's unfair to have different expectations for Kenny Pickett than what he's been in his career. Yes, there are quarterbacks that can be that. There are quarterbacks that have been that. There will be more quarterbacks in the future. But when we get to hope, you then have to mix hope at the cross-section of hope with, well, what have we seen from him?
Well, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to fall for it. The banana in the tailpipe when all of a sudden, if he's still here on the team when we get to preseason games and isn't just traded off, if he starts to look good, I'm not going to fall for it.
So here's
we've seen that before.
So this is an AJ on Twitter, Twitter reactions on social media brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said, I understand your Kenny Pickett take. I have no problem with it, but this is such a low bar, but Kenny looks like a Hall of Famer compared to the guy we traded him for. No, he doesn't. Kenny looks closer to DTR, respectfully.
DTR is about as bad as I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, Kenny was unplayable.
I mean, DTR, though, is that...
Yeah, no, DTR is also unplayable.
DTR is like, really
Kenny,
bad.
Kenny Pickett is closer to Nathan Peterman than he is to who Sam Darnold was in New York, when like four more teams gave him a chance to be good. So I say all of this.
I mean, it's not, I'm not going to defend it. It's not good.
Like, listen, guys, if Kenny wins the job or if he's anointed or whatever, yeah, that's the quarterback of our team. We'll get behind it. I might be cynical about it. We'll see. Sure. I have no other choice than to watch the damn thing. The same thing I've done for the last 25 years or whatever the hell they've thrown out there on the field. But let's also stop putting this into some sort of, I mean, it's unfair to Kenny Pickett. Like hell it is. It's fair of Kenny Pickett to look at who he's been in his career, look at what he's done, when he was drafted, why he was drafted, what he was drafted into, and say, yeah, Steelers weren't perfect. Kenny Pickett also stunk. Those two things, they might not have interacted as much as people think.
So you got to get to break now.
Let me ask you. We'll get there. Let me ask you.
Yeah?
Was I okay on that one? Or should I send another text?
I don't think you went at her at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, I think if anything, she's going to be like, wait, she might go back and listen and be like, I'm waiting for the strikes because this preemptive text said things were coming that were mean to me. You were just mean to Kenny Pickett. You weren't mean to her.
He's trying to get another stream on the old stream machine. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got John Fanta, Cleveland's own, at 4 o'clock today. He's team afternoon drive. Yeah, he's been kicking the hornet's nest there. We like that. John's joining us at 4. We also have Albert Breer at 5:20. We'll get Albert also saying, well, you know, Kenny Pickett really was beset by a lot of things in Pittsburgh as well. That's coming up at 5:20. But 216-474-0092, is it unfair to write Kenny Pickett off? Because I'm telling you right now, I've written him off. I can be wrong about things, but I've written him off. And I think a lighter, nicer way of looking at the Browns quarterback situation is right in front of us. I'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.